I'm here with John Davis at Gloucestershire Archives, and John's kindly brought in three photos of Albert Grendel that were taken at Fielding and Platt. John, what was the occasion of these photos?
Oh, this was when Albert retired, and I see he's already been presented with a medal. I'm not quite sure what it says, but he's looking very pleased with himself. So obviously I think he's probably pleased to be retiring.
And whenabouts would this have been, roughly? When would Albert have been retiring, roughly?
Oh, I would guess about the mid-90s, some in 95, 96. It's a bit of a guess, but I think that's about when it was.
And what did Albert do at Fielding's?
Well, if my memory serves me correctly, he was a fitter in the valve bay, where they built valves and pumps, etc.
And you said that Albert's been presented with a medal there, and you told us a story about how he came to have that medal. How was it that he came to have that medal?
Well, I seem to remember that Ron Yardley, who was sort of in charge of that shop at the time, he was very good at finding sort of things to put around people's neck when they, on occasion, like retirement. And I'm just guessing, but that's probably what it was.
You recognise the gentleman in the back left of this shot of Albert. Who is that?
Well, I think that might be Norman Davenport, but as he's on the move, it's a little bit blurred. But I think that's Norman.
And if it is Norman, what did Norman do at Fielding's?
Oh, he had a multitude of jobs. He was responsible for lots of. Because we didn't have any machine shops in at that time, so I think he was responsible for getting items made in factories around Gloucester, well, and elsewhere as necessary. So he was always coming and going, and he's a very busy gentleman.
Lovely. And so moving on to the second photo, we have Albert shaking the hand of another gentleman here. Who's the other gentleman in the photo?
Well, that's Mr. Leslie Spooner, who was a managing director at the time. And Leslie's got a big smile on his face, and I'm sure it's not because Albert's retiring, but I think he's just happy for Albert that he is retiring. So, yes, a couple of happy gentlemen there.
And what was Les Spooner like?
Oh, he was quite down to earth. I got on with him. Extremely well. He was extremely well educated, and I think he, as far as welding procedures, etc., he was very, very good, and I'm not sure where he had his education, but he came down from the north of England. Was it Davian United? Some company such as that. So he had a very, very good background and a very handy gentleman.
And whereabouts would this photo have been taken in Fielding's, John?
That would have been over in the new fitting shop, which is the... because the number one hydraulic shop and the other hydraulic shop had all been closed down by that time, and the only access we had from the office block over to the other side of Baker Street, that's the wagon work side, was via what we call the goat track, which was a disused railway track, which ran into the docks from the sidings that came over Studbrook Crossing from near to Barton Gates. And so if we wanted to go from the office block to the fitting shop, the new fitting shop, we had to go down this goat track across the road. Be very careful. I think Ron Yardley got himself knocked over once crossing over the road, and luckily he wasn't seriously injured. And so that's where that would have been.
And do you remember roughly when the new fitting shop would have been brought into use?
Once again, it's a bit of a guess, but I got a feeling it was in the early 70s. I think they'd have liked it to be open for the centenary of Fielding's, which would have been 1968. But it wasn't completed. There were some hold-ups, I can't remember what. So it was later than that. Around about earlier, I guess about 1971, something like that.
And looking at some of the details of this photo behind Leslie and Albert, we can see some of the bunting that they've laid out, and it looks like a pair of blue overalls as well.
I think that is overalls, where they said you won't need them anymore, but they just hung them up for decoration. I don't know what the machine was there. I can't tell by that view of it. But it's not, obviously it's something not very big.
And was that usual for when people retired, for the fitting shop or the place where they worked to be decorated in such a way?
Oh, yeah. Well, not only in more sort of recent times, probably back in the days of the Fieldings, or that is probably any, you know, that wouldn't have occurred, but it was obviously a lot more relaxed. And, I think probably after that, we all went early up the pub and celebrated with Albert. You know, everybody, if we had an extra hour off, everybody respected that. You know, you didn't take it for granted.
And which pub would you usually have gone to celebrate?
Well, I know that most of us office staff, we used to frequent the Whitesmiths, which is in Southgate Street opposite the entrance to the docks. That's the old Weybridge entrance. But I got a feeling that some of the fitters used the Hauliers pub, but you didn't sort of pop over there every lunchtime or anything like that. That didn't go on, you know, because after all, we're all supposed to be responsible people, and especially the guys, the fitters, and that, who had to clamber all over the presses and all that. Well, obviously, drinking and that wouldn't have gone together. So it was only just on special occasion, like a retirement or somebody was getting married or something like that, that you would perhaps pop into the pub.
And I can also see that behind Leslie and Albert is a desk. Would a desk usually have appeared in the new fitting shop?
No, I think that was just brought out from a nearby office, I think, just to put his... I think there were probably some well-wishing cards laid out there at some time. They're not there anymore. And I can't remember what he was presented with, but that would have probably been put on there as well.
If we move on to the third photo, we can see perhaps one of the things that he was presented with. What's happening in this photo, John?
Well, I don't think he kept this particular present, because he's holding a kissogram girl there, very scantily clad. But I don't know whether Albert was married or not, but I can't imagine if he was, I can't imagine him taking her home. But it was most unusual, that was, to bring a kissogram girl in, so I'm not sure what idea that would have been.
That's lovely, thank you, John. And what memories of the fun times at Fieldings do these photos bring back, especially this last one?
Well, I can remember one particular one. It affected me, and on the occasion of the day before I got married, I was presented with a canteen of cutlery, which we still use, and I hadn't quite made my acceptance speech, and one of the lads, I think it was Dennis Lies, he said, I'd just like to remove your glasses. And I says, well, why? Well, he says, we're just about to remove your trousers, and we don't want to remove your glasses. We don't want to harm your glasses. And that's what happened. So they debagged me, and then they gave me an old pair of rugby shorts to wear. And so when I came to make my speech, thank you speech, and I said, well, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was going to say, because my acceptance speech was in my trouser pocket. And that was just the personal one, but there were usually little things. I know there was another guy called John Layfield. Poor John's dead now, but I think on the occasion of his marriage, I think they brought his scooter up into the office. And I remember we pushed him down. It was on overtime when the management had gone home, but I remember we pushed him down the office and sat on his scooter. Oh, there were odd little things. It just depended on who the person was. If he had some sort of thing that he liked particularly, then they would, you know, they would sort of hone in on that and do something accordingly. Oh, yeah, there were all sorts of Oh, I was all very happy.
Do you remember this occasion, John, in particular? Is there anything you'd like to add about that?
No, not really. I can't think of any more of it about that particular occasion.
Perhaps someone else who listens to this on the website or who sees the photos there will be able to add more.
They might well be. I hope it got. I was correct about Albert working in the valve bay, but I think I was.
Thank you, John.